He came to seek and to save the lost. And he goes after us until he finds us. His love is active. Who sought who in Genesis 3? This is who God is. When we sinned, and he said, the day you eat of that tree, you'll surely die. They did. Who sought who? God came looking. Where are you, Adam? He knew where he was. But Adam was over there hiding and covering up and in guilt and shame. Adam and Eve. And it's been that way ever since. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Welcome to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Today we continue in our short series called Lost and Found from Luke chapter 15. Pastor Scott brings a message titled, Lost and Found, the Lost Sheep. We invite you to follow along with us now as we get started.
Turn your Bible to Luke 15. We want to take another look at this one who is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. Luke 15. Now all the tax gatherers and sinners were coming near to listen to him. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many times you've fallen into the depths of sin and despair and guilt. You can come to him today. Come to me if you're weary and heavy laden. They came near to listen. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. That which they said is a condemnation, we celebrate. This man receives sinners and dines with them. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him. They criticized, and Jesus responded, verse 4, what man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which was lost until he finds it? And when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Now, Jesus told a parable. And he actually told three stories. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost sons. This is the only part of it that he repeats. If you're in Luke, if you're thinking about Luke, this is called the travelogue. This is from end of chapter 9 through 19. Most of this is unique to Luke. It's his heading to Jerusalem. But he told this story about the lost sheep on at least one other occasion when they brought children to him. And he warned about those who would cause stumbling blocks to children. And then he told this story and he said, you know, sheep have a way of going astray. Now, each story he told here in Luke 15, the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost sons. There's lost and there is found and there is joy at the repentance. Rejoicing and joy at the repentance. Now, today, I just want us to glance at this sheep. Sheep are lost often by wandering. Sheep go astray. Just wander off and get lost. And today I want to learn about sheep, and I want to learn about the shepherd. It's a theme of Scripture in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, some of the choicest servants of the Lord, and it wasn't looked up to, by the way. Shepherds were kind of low on the scale in biblical times. But in the Old Testament, both Moses and David were called from what? Pasturing the flock, feeding the sheep, shepherding the sheep. Moses had been at it 40 years. Wow. Talk about some training for what he's going to do shepherding Israel. David was called from shepherding the sheep. I've been mentioning that he was moved to compassion. Splagnizomai. It's a strong word. His guts were moved, we would say. He was moved to compassion. 12 times that word is used, and I mentioned 10 of them are the Lord, and one of them is of the Father here in the lost son's story, and another is when they're crying out for him to have pity and have mercy. Our Lord is uniquely the compassionate one. And I read in Matthew 9 that our Lord felt compassion when he saw the sheep without a shepherd. The most important thing about a sheep is who his or her shepherd is. And as I say, it's thematic throughout Scripture. You come to the New Testament, and the very first thing in Matthew is that the wise men came and said, "We're looking for the King of the Jews." And Herod said, "Oh, well, let me, where will he be born? Well, let me check." And he checked, and he said, "Tell me," and he went to the Bible teachers, "Where will he be born?" And they said, they quoted Micah, one of those great Old Testament prophets, "You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." He'll be born in Bethlehem, and he will be one who will shepherd his people. And you look at Paul and Peter, the two great apostles of the New Testament, and Peter was recommissioned after his failure, and he was commissioned as what? A shepherd. "Feed my sheep." "Do you love me, Peter?" "You know I love you, Lord." "Then feed my sheep." Simon, he asked for the third time, "Do you love me?" "Then tend, care for, nurture, pasture, feed my sheep." When Paul exhorted the Ephesian elders, he said, "Shepherd the church of God among you, which he purchased with his own blood." All the human examples I could give, but infinitely more so, the servant of the Lord, Isaiah. The prophecy of the servant, I read in Isaiah, "Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes." Oh, I'll tell you, we have a shepherd, a good shepherd. He is the mighty God. "Here is your God," Isaiah 40. "He's going to come with might, and he will shepherd gently his own." Now, let's look at these verses. Verse 4, the sheep, they tend to wander. And what man among you, if he has 100 and has lost one of them? And Matthew tells us that he wandered off, this one. He wandered off. We tend to do that. All of us, in fact, the Bible says. All of us like what? Sheep. Isaiah 53, verse 6. The greatest prophecy, perhaps, of our Lord tells us that all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. And Peter quotes that in 1 Peter 2:24 and says, you all wandered off. We've all wandered off. But now we've returned to the shepherd and guardian, overseer of our soul. The Lord Jesus is our shepherd. But sheep, I mean, I'm no shepherd in the sense of I worked on farms, but I never worked with sheep. But when early in my pastorate, my father-in-law had a little gentleman's farm, you know, 5 acres and a nice lawn and garden kind of thing. And the neighbor next door to him had 10 acres and some sheep. And every now and then, I would mow my father-in-law's yard. That's just the kind of guy I am. Now, my wife is here. She'll say, he did it once. But you know, this is fertilized lawn, green, and those bags. I'd go over to the barbed wire fence, and the sheep was already waiting. They'd just come. They knew I was mowing the lawn, and I'd dump the bag, and man, I don't know how many there were, maybe 20 or 30 of them. They'd just go for it, you know. And they couldn't, only 3 or 4 or 5 at the front could get there, and the rest of them were just bleeding, and you know. And then I'd do another few laps and bring another bag, and I'd go down here and dump the grass. And they would come running over here, all of them. They'd leave that pile over there, and they'd fight over this pile. Sheep are dumb. The Lord, on purpose, calls us sheep. All of us, like sheep. Sheep are weak. They're vulnerable. They take an awful lot of care. I reread The Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, little book that I got about 45 years ago. Philip Keller, an old sheep man who wrote that. And I was just amazed at how vulnerable and weak sheep are, helpless. I remember, well, I won't go there. I'll just say we're sheep. And then let's look at the shepherd. The shepherd goes after, verse 4, goes after the one which is lost until he finds it. Our shepherd goes after us until he came to seek and to save the lost. And he goes after us until he finds us. He knows those who are his own. And John 10, I would encourage you to read the whole chapter when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I laid down my life for the sheep. But the shepherd goes after his own until he finds them. His love is very active. Notice, this guy lost a sheep. Jesus tells a story to illustrate something. And he didn't just kind of bemoan the fact, oh man. No, he went after. His love is active. Who sought who in Genesis 3? This is who God is. When we sinned, and he said, the day you eat of that tree, you'll surely die. Well, they did. Who sought who? God came looking. Where are you, Adam? He knew where he was. But Adam was over there hiding and covering up and in guilt and shame. Adam and Eve. And it's been that way ever since. The Son of Man came to seek and to save. the lost. And he left something to find his sheep. I remember that old song we used to sing way back when I was a kid about our Lord's love. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Christ left heaven. Have this attitude in yourselves, Philippians says, that Christ had, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself and took on the form of a bondservant. God became man and was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Oh, he came after us. And when, verse 5, when he has found it, he tosses a map to it. Good luck, you wandering sheep. No. People think that God just gave us a rule book. Here, try to keep these rules. See if you can. The Bible isn't a rule book. The Bible is all about Jesus Christ. And it is God pleading with us to come to Christ. And notice, when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders. Christ is the Savior from A to Z. He chose me before the foundation of the world. He found me. He saved me. And he initially saves me, and he keeps me saved, and he carries me home. And I can be confident, just like Paul could say, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Praise God for this kind of a Savior. He lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. It's almost a quote of Isaiah 40. What a picture of Christ's love. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." And then Jesus steps out of the story. Look at verse 7. And I tell you, in the same way, we're going to hear the same thing in verse 10. I tell you, in the same way. Then he stops and teaches us what we're really to learn. There's many things we could learn about shepherds, many things we could learn about sheep, but don't miss this, okay? I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. I was this last year in a group that we're chewing on this chapter together, and we spent entirely too much time, but it was a discussion, and, you know, it was valuable, but wondering about those 99. Let me just say, point blank, if you're wondering about those 99, they're a picture. Don't make a parable crawl on all fours. Don't try to get every little, you know, significance out of every little thing. No, these 99 are obviously representing the Pharisees and scribes who say, "This man receives sinners." And Jesus said, "Yes, I do." Let me tell you a story. Because the Bible says, how many are righteous? When you're really listening to the teaching of the Bible, there are none righteous. Not one. Romans 3, verse 10. And then he gives a list of passages that he quotes from the Old Testament. There's none righteous. But there are a lot of people who think they are. There's 99 who think they are. The Pharisee that was praying in Luke 18, it said, "I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like those other people." He never repented. He was never justified. And there's scads of people in Portland. You might be here, and you've never seen your need to really repent and turn to Jesus Christ. No, you need to repent, okay? And there is great joy in heaven when a person turns to Jesus Christ. He is our good shepherd. John 10, verse 11, he laid his life down for me. Initially, he died for me. He is my great shepherd. He lives for me. Psalm 23, he takes care of me. He feeds me. He leads me beside quiet waters. And he's the chief shepherd. 1 Peter 5, verse 4, he's coming back. Oh, what a Savior we've got. Take your place today as a sheep. Oh, it's humbling. I don't know of any sports team that is called the sheep. Do you? No, it's humbling. They wander, they're weak, they're dumb. They make poor choices. They wander away and get lost. They're helpless. Take your place as a sinner today. Embrace the only Savior who can save you. The only Savior there is, Jesus Christ. And then cultivate a shepherd's heart. Be like him. Anything we do, all ministry really is shepherding. Certainly pastoring. The word pastor means shepherd. But all ministry that we do is under the shepherd who is building his church and calling out people to his name. Oh Lord, we praise you today that you are the good shepherd who died for us, the great shepherd who rose from the dead, and the chief shepherd. You're coming back, Lord. And we praise you that that's who you are. You came to seek and to save the lost, and you find joy, great joy in that. You, for the joy set before you, Jesus, endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, Lord, thank you. Amen.
You've been listening to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Please stay with us. Pastor Scott will return in just a moment with a preview of our next broadcast. Today's program was titled, Lost and Found, The Lost Sheep, a message from the 15th chapter of Luke's Gospel. If you missed a portion of the message heard on the program today, or you'd like to share it with a friend, head on over to downtownbible.org. A free copy of today's entire message is available there for you to stream or download at your convenience. If you don't have a church home in the area, we'd like to invite you to join us for our outdoor summer services. Coming this August 7th, you can join us for our annual Southwest Bible Car Show. Come and browse around the field covered with hundreds of sport, vintage, and collector cars. The event begins at 4:30 p.m., followed by our outdoor evening service at 6. For more information or to register a car, go over to our website at swbible.org, or you can call the church at 503-524-7000. We hope to see you there. Something we've been making available as a thank you gift to our listeners are USB flash drives loaded with Bible teaching series in their entirety. So currently, we're offering the recently completed entire book of Hebrews. That's 80 full-length messages, over 50 hours of clear, Christ-centered Bible teaching on this important book in the New Testament. We'd like to make these teachings available to you, our listeners. Just make your request, along with your gift of any size, to the ministry of Downtown Bible. You can do that during regular business hours by calling 503-524-7000 or by mail at P.O. Box 19191, Portland, Oregon, 97280. You can also simply click on Contact Us at downtownbible.org anytime. We'd love to put one of these valuable resources in your hands. Now, before we end our time today, let's go to Pastor Scott for a preview of our next broadcast.
There's 100 ways to be lost. There's only one way to be saved. There's only one Savior. What man, verse 4, among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I tell you, Jesus steps out of the story and says, I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance in their own mind. What a Savior. What a shepherd. He came and sought us out. He came from heaven to this world of darkness and sin. And he didn't come just risking his life. Maybe he'll be crucified. No, he came to die. He came to give his life a ransom for many.
Join us again next time as we continue in Luke 15. Pastor Scott will bring part 5 of our study titled Lost and Found, The Lost Coin. Until then, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.